Now it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, a weekly conversation with Ruston Mayor Ronnie Walker, brought to you by Luke Madden, New York Life Insurance Agent.
Consider all the good you do in your life and all those you touch, support, and inspire. New York Life Insurance Company is here to help you continue that good. So give Luke Madden, your local New York Life agent, a call. He can help you keep good going by building a solid financial future for your family so you can protect what matters most to you. You can reach Luke at 318-202-5627, 202-5627, or look for him at newyorklife.com.
It is Monday, just after 12 o'clock, and that means it's time for our Mondays with the Mayor, a weekly conversation about what's happening in and around city government with Ruston Mayor Ronnie Walker. Ronnie, not able to be with us today, but we are joined again by Haley Payro, the head of the Main Street program, to talk about the success of the Railroad Fest. Haley, now I know you had a big part to play in this, but in particular, we want to give kudos and congratulations to the two men that are really the most responsible for this up off the top.
Yes, I mean, there are some people that played a huge role, but Josh Mitchell and Derek Amaya really came to the front with this, and the CVB and NCLAC and the city all came together behind, and they just were perfect examples of what it is to want to throw something in the city and have an event. And they came to us, we helped facilitate, and we helped support and cross a lot of red tape for them. And then in the end, though, they booked the bands, they got the makers together. So it was just great to see two residents take ownership and really bring something great to Ruston.
Well, and a rousing success, right? I mean, tell us
I tell people, no, we don't have any numbers yet. We're having a post meeting actually tomorrow, but I tell people Josh Mitchell is batting 1,000 because he has planned several makers fairs, and the weather has been perfect every single time. He could not ask for better weather. And, you know, we had over 120 makers, and people were out from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and sundown served brunch, and Ponchatoula's did crawfish to go crawfish for people. And then we had food trucks galore, and then music started at 3 o'clock. And in Railroad Park, it was so great to see, just so many different age groups and demographics out there enjoying the same thing. So in one corner you had, you know, your retirees, and then you had your you know, your millennials down in the front, and then you had people my age with kids in the corner running around and playing, and we all were just enjoying the weather and enjoying music and enjoying what Ruston has to offer, which was so nice.
So of course, you know, you don't have specific plans yet, but would it be safe to say that this is not going to be the only Railroad Fest in Ruston's history?
I do. I think it'd be safe to say. It's funny, we're even talking about a different spin for the Fall Makers Fair. Do we want to have the exact same Railroad Fest type vibe, or someone keeps mentioning a food fest, or kind of give the same highlight to the Makers Fair, but adding something different each time. So it couldn't have been more successful. And we're just so appreciative of the town and the support that the town showed, because we can plan these events all day long, but if no one comes, then it's kind of for nothing. So Ruston was so receptive, and we were just so happy that they came out and enjoyed everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just a testament to the Ruston community and the great folks that we have here that we can put on something like this, first of all, and staff it. You think about the massive number of creators, makers, entrepreneurs that were there and represented the different businesses that were represented, never mind the number of people who actually came and attended the thing, shopping and enjoying the music and food, etc. So it's a great event.
Absolutely.
And a great testament to Ruston.
At one point, someone said at the Makers Fair, I'm looking over, and the Tech Jazz Band is playing, and the kids were doing activities provided by RPAR, and then the art teachers were having a battle from NCLAC, and then Rumo's was shaving someone. I mean, it just felt like it kind of took you back somewhere else, and someone kept saying, this doesn't feel like Ruston, and the mayor said, well, it better start feeling like Ruston, because this is what it is. This is what we're bringing, these events, and like I said, it helps the city so much when you have residents who have an idea, who have a dream, and they want to see it come to fruition, and they come to us, and we're happy to make that happen.
That's it, folks. Ruston is a place where dreams can come true. Haley Payro, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and thank you for everything that you do, both with the Railroad Festival and everything that goes on behind the scenes in Ruston with our Main Street program especially.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Joel. We appreciate it.
Since Mayor Walker is not here, I'll say it. Folks, come join us in Ruston. It is a great place to work and live.
Listen every Monday for Mondays with the Mayor, brought to you by Luke Madden, New York Life Insurance Agent.